Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour. And we've got a lot to cover. The Panthers are on a road trip. They picked up a win last night, 3-1 over the Arizona Coyotes. So we're going to talk about that game coming up here in just a few minutes. A Panthers 3-1 win over Arizona last night. We will hear from Panthers goalie Sergei Bobrovsky. We'll hear from Panthers center Sam Bennett. We're going to hear from Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunette coming up here in just a few moments. We'll have some highlights to go along with that as well. So we're going to take a pretty deep look into last night's game. The Panthers were 3-1 winners on the road over Arizona. That was game two of the Panthers road trip. They started off the trip with a 4-3 overtime loss against St. Louis back on Tuesday. They'll finish off the trip tomorrow night against Colorado. That's going to be an 8 o'clock faceoff, 7:30 Panthers preview across the Panthers radio network. So you can join us for that one coming up tomorrow evening. And then the Panthers are back on home ice coming up this week, Tuesday at 7 o'clock. The Panthers welcome in the Ottawa Senators. First matchup of the season for the Panthers and Ottawa, an Atlantic Division foe. That's 7 o'clock on Tuesday. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. You can call 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Then Thursday night at 7 o'clock, the Panthers will welcome in the LA Kings. So that's a quick look at the road ahead for the Panthers. As far as this program's concerned here on the Panthers Insider Show. Later on in the hour, we will visit with Florida Hockey Now's George Richards. He's been covering the Panthers for a long time, covers the Panthers for Florida Hockey Now. We'll talk about last night's Panthers victory. We'll talk about tomorrow night's game. Talking all things Panthers with George Richards coming up later on in the hour. And coming up next segment, a very exciting guest. I'll have a chance to chat with Sean Thornton, Panthers chief commercial officer, longtime National Hockey Leaguer, two-time Stanley Cup champion, just put out a new book. If you have a sports fan in your life, a hockey fan in your life, great gift idea there. You can check out Sean Thornton's book. Get it at Amazon.com. Again, a great gift idea. We're going to talk about that book and more coming up with Sean Thornton next segment. So lots to get to over the course of this program. And well, folks, with the holidays upon us, go check out FLATeamShop.com for your exclusive Panthers licensed merchandise, including one-of-a-kind game-use gear, hockey-inspired fashion apparel, and much more. Shop now at FLATeamShop.com. And a reminder, folks, the Feltman's Value Pack is back for this season. Each Feltman's Value Pack includes Panthers tickets for four, as well as a Feltman's all-natural hot dog, popcorn, and soda. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/ValuePack for more information. Well, last night, the Panthers picked up another win. They're 18-4-4, first team in the National Hockey League to get to 40 points. It was a 3-1 win on the road over the Arizona Coyotes last night. And as far as the highlights from that game, here are the Panthers' goals as they aired right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Back into center, it's Lombard up the right side. Hornquist walks in, shot, and he scores. Top shelf, and the Panthers have the first one tonight. Patrick Hornquist walks in along the right wing side, and he's able to put it over the shoulder of Wedgwood. The Panthers are on the board. Here's Sam Bennett, walks in, shot, he scores. Sam Bennett from the high slot. He goes top shelf as well, and just like that, the Panthers lead by a pair. It's 2-0. Jonathan Huberdeau there. Short pass, Sam Bennett drifts off to the near wing. Got pass Roussel, but then it was knocked away by Strollman. A tie up into the near corner now. 2-on-2 down low. Hornquist shovels it out, plays to the high slot. Reinhart shot, and he scores! A power play goal! And the Panthers once again lead by a pair. It's 3-1. Down to the final 10 seconds here in this one. Bennett looks to dump it in. Taken back, Coyotes will charge ahead, and that's going to be it for this one. The Panthers get the win in Arizona tonight. 3-1, the final score. All the scoring coming back in the opening frame, and the Panthers lock it down and take care of business tonight. A 3-1 victory for the Panthers over the Arizona Coyotes on the road this evening. So a win for the Panthers. Game two of the road trip. They've now got 3 out of 4 points on the trip so far. 12 wins on the campaign for Sergei Bobrovsky.
So a big win for the Panthers last night. Here's some thoughts on the victory with Panthers goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah, it was that kind of game as you described. I thought guys did a great job. We scored big two goals right away that give us a lead. And yeah, it's a big win for us. Road win, 2 points. So, and we're happy and we move on. Yeah, it's definitely every win, you know, every win is a big, and this one It's not easy road trip, you know, and it's huge 2 points.
Sergei Bobrovsky with his thoughts on the win. Here's Panthers center Sam Bennett, who scored a goal last night.
I mean, it wasn't the prettiest game, to say the least, but we got the lead early, and then we just played a pretty solid game. I thought we weren't our sharpest, but we fought through and ended up getting the win, which is the most important part. We're a lot better team than we've shown on the road, so we know we have to be better here, and that tonight was the first step for that. Yeah, we were fighting a bouncing puck all night, and we were playing a lot on the outside. We normally do a better job of getting pucks to the net, getting bodies to the net, and we played a little bit of a perimeter game tonight, but at the end of the day, we got the win, and that's the most important thing.
Sam Bennett right there, and now Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunette with his thoughts on the victory.
Yeah, I liked how we closed the game out, they put pressure on us a lot of the games, and we probably weren't as sharp as we'd like to be, but it was. I really liked the way we stayed composed 5-on-6, and I thought the third period was our best period. Probably a sloppy game on the pucks were bouncing, and give the credit to them. They got some young forwards that can really skate, and they put pressure on us, and we took a little while to get going, and not concerning at all. We can play better. We know that. Give credit to them. They pushed at us a little bit here tonight. A little bit of an onus here coming into this trip was be a little better on the road. We haven't been particularly, we played okay. I mean, we played well enough to get some points, but I think there's another level for our road play that we need to find. And it was nice to get a regulation overtime win here, and hopefully we build. I thought the third period we closed the door, didn't give up a whole lot, did the right things, and closed the game out.
Andrew Brunette right there talking about last night's Panthers victory, a 3-1 win on the road over the Arizona Coyotes, and now that sets the table for a game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, 7:30. We'll be on the air with Panthers preview as the Panthers pay a visit to the Colorado Avalanche, a big matchup for the Panthers coming up tomorrow evening. Then the Panthers are back home for a couple of games, Tuesday at 7 against Ottawa, Thursday at 7 against the LA Kings. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Folks, the Panthers have launched an all-new Kids Club. Young fans will have access to exclusive Kids Club events, special offers, Panthers merch packs, and more. For more information or to join the exclusive Panthers Kids Club, go to FloridaPanthers.com/Kids Club. Coming up on this edition of the Panthers Insider Show later on, we'll have George Richards from Florida Hockey Now stopping by. He's covered the Panthers for a long time, doing it for Florida Hockey Now. He's going to talk all things Panthers with us coming up later on in the hour. But coming up straight ahead, we'll talk to former Panther, two-time Stanley Cup winner. He's got a new book out, Panthers Chief Commercial Officer Sean Thornton, stopping by on the other side of the break. I'm Doug Plagans. This is the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Welcome back here in the Panthers Insider Show. Panthers with a rare Saturday night with no game. So we're getting you set for tomorrow night's game. Panthers finishing out their Western road trip, taking on the Colorado Avalanche. It's going to be an 8 o'clock Eastern time start tomorrow. And we'll be on the air with Panthers preview, of course, beginning at 7:30. And the Panthers are back home for a quick two-game homestand this week. They will see the Ottawa Senators Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And then Thursday at 7, the Panthers will entertain the LA Kings. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK, the number to call to get your Panthers tickets for the action coming up this week. Lots of exciting stuff going on at FLA Live Arena this week when the Panthers get home for a couple of games. Doug Plagans here with you, of course, joined now by an exciting guest here this segment. You know him from, over 1,000 games of professional hockey, a couple of Stanley Cups that he was a part of, finished his career as a Florida Panther, of course, and then started his post-playing career with the Florida Panthers in the front office, where he is the Chief Commercial Officer. Sean Thornton here with us today. And Thorny, first, thanks for stopping by. We've got a lot to talk about as far as the what's going on around the Panthers, and you also have a book out that I want to give you a chance to talk about as well. I know there's a lot of folks out there looking for something to read this holiday season, looking for a gift for the sports fan in their lives. So lots to get to, but thanks for stopping by here this morning.
Thanks for having me. A pleasure, as always, Dougie.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for stopping by. Well, first diving in, there's got to be a ton of buzz that you've noticed from your perspective just with the start to the season that the Panthers have had. Is there anywhere in particular that you've seen things really pick up with the win-loss record that the Panthers have put together here early in the season?
Yeah, I mean, especially with our partners,
playoffs the last couple of years. There's big expectations going into the season. Definitely so far the team's played to the best of their ability and put together a pretty good record. So there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of demand, people reaching out saying, hey, Panthers are hot. Can we get tickets? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Ticketmaster.com or no, no. It's been really good. It's been very exciting in talking about new partnerships with new brands that want to be attached to an organization that looks like it's really poised to win for a long time. So it's makes the job a little bit easier when the team's winning for sure.
And that's been the key for this team for a while. You have the great cornerstone pieces that have been in place, and Bill Zito surrounded them obviously with great complementary pieces, and of course you had the announcement of the big long-term Alexander Barkov contract before the year. So certainly everything heading in the right direction, and this isn't a team that's going to be a contender just this year. It looks like a team that's going to be in the mix for a number of years to come. And you talk about some corporate partners that have come into the fold as well that we'd love to have in the mix for years to come. And whether it's brands like BMW, like Stoli, like Verizon, names that people know and recognize, how important is it to have them here in the building? And what are some of the exciting elements that have come into play?
Yeah, we're looking to always be, you know, searching for best in brand, and you know, BMW, one of the top luxury automakers out there. They've been great partners so far this year. A lot of activations on the tarmac. There's different cars that you can swing by and check out. They're giving away co-branded merch for people to sign up and maybe take a test drive with the BMW. It's been a really interesting partnership. Verizon, that's been a long one in the works. We've been upgrading this building for 5G capabilities to make sure the fans have the best experience while they're here, and they're going to be heavily involved in the new War Memorial project that we're building downtown in Fort Lauderdale. So very happy that that partnership came together. And then Stoli, you know, another brand that's best in class. It took over the club space, and they've done a really good job of activating around the building as well. So we're very excited for some of those new partnerships, and you know, obviously expanding on some of the renewals with some of our other beverage partners. It's been a good off season heading into the season.
Sean Thornton, our guest here, and a couple things going off what you just said. Talked about some of the new partners there, but there have also been some great partners that we've had in the fold for a number of years that are back in the mix here once again this year. Whether it's names like Hair Club, you know, like Yingling, how Funky Buddha, another one. How great is it to have these household names, you know, names that are household names not only in this market, but, you know, elsewhere across the country as well, back here with us at FLA Live Arena?
Yeah, I'll start on the local one with Funky Buddha. I mean, those guys have been great partners for ours for the last 3-4 years. They're almost like family now. We've become close with their owners and operators. So it's been fun. They do a lot to activate in the market for us as well. It's almost like they're part of our marketing arm sometimes, and they have a cult following within their world. So, you know, they're still at the front bar and still different offerings, unique offerings. I think Gloves Off should be, round two should be coming back into the building if it's not already by this next homestand or very soon after. Yingling expanded their presence in the arena. We have the Yingling flight deck that's seen in Bowl. We have a brand new bar that on the concourse. So great to grow that partnership and continue to hopefully bring in some more.
Yeah, lots of exciting stuff going on. I know the Funky Buddha, the people see it as soon as they walk in the front entrance. It's a great way to start your evening when you walk into FLA Live Arena. So lots of fun to be had, and obviously great relationships with all our partners here inside the building. You mentioned very briefly the War Memorial Project, and this is something that you know, a lot of folks still are learning a lot about, and it's been an ongoing process, but it's getting closer and closer to the date when that's going to really become you know, a reality, and that it'll be you know, an open functioning facility. But there's a ton that's going to be over there, from, you know, sheets of ice to an entertainment venue. If you had to just throw out the summary for folks maybe who are still getting a sort of a definition of what this is all going to be, how would you summarize it to people who are still learning about that?
Yeah, we consider it a community connector. So it's right downtown Fort Lauderdale and Holiday Park. We're going to have two sheets of ice, community ice. The team will have use it as their new practice facility as well when it's opening up. If you swing by there now, you can see the building's going up pretty quickly. I have a tour actually tomorrow morning, or Monday morning, sorry, with a potential partner down in that space. So two community ice sheets. We're going to have a a restaurant that overlooks the park at the back of the building, working on what that concept's going to be with some local partners. And then we have about a 4,000 capacity music venue, which is going to be housed inside the original War Memorial building, partnering, I think we're partnering with Live Nation, and everything from, you know, concerts to boxing events, MMA, you know, ceremonies, graduations. You know, we want to activate that place as many days as possible out of the year. So a lot of really exciting stuff. And Baptist Health has decided that they would like to be the naming rights partner for the Iceplex down there. And we're going to be activating in the park with some various medical fairs and stuff, giving back to the community. And really, we truly think of this as a community connector, not just an ice rink in the middle of a park.
Yeah, it's going to really expand the footprint of the Panthers, you know, eastward throughout Broward County and, you know, further the Panthers' footprint here in South Florida as well. Sean Thornton, our guest here this morning, and not going to ask you to tell all the secrets, of course, but I know the name of the arena, FLA Live Arena. Are there some other options floating around? I know there have been some things out in the news, but again, whatever you can elaborate on, is there anything you can elaborate?
Yeah, we've been working on it. You know, the goal is to have a new name on this building as quickly as possible. I can't really get into much more than that, but we're definitely working on it.
Sean Thornton, our guest here this morning, and something else I tease right off the top, and of course, folks, lots of excitement going on in and around FLA Live Arena right now, and the Panthers coming home for a couple of games, Tuesday night at 7 against Ottawa, Thursday night at 7 against LA, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets, and you can go to floridapanthers.com. Thornton, as I always say, I always tell people, if you want to go to one game or all the games by yourself or with all of your friends, we can sort something out that works for you. So give one of our folks a call or hop on over to the website and somebody will make sure to assist you. But I want to give you a chance here, Thornton. You have a book that's out. I got it in my hand right now. Sean Thornton, Fighting My Way to the Top, forward by Tuukka Rask. You wrote it with a gentleman named Dale Arnold. And just want to ask you a little bit about, first, the process here, where folks can find it. I know we'll get to that, but I guess starting from the very beginning, was there a point during your hockey journey, as I mentioned off the top, you played you know, well over 1,000 professional games, you won a couple of Stanley Cups, you had a really interesting journey. Was there a time during it where it clicked in your mind, like, hey, some of this stuff that's happening right now might go well in a book?
No, not really. Dale had wrote another book about the Bees, and the publisher asked him, do you have an interesting story you'd want to tell? We'd like you to write another book. And he brought my name up, just, you know, my unique path to getting to where I was and my unique upbringing and, you know, signing contracts and factories and my length in the minors, which you're well aware of what the minors is like. It's a little bit different than the NHL. It's a little bit more of a grind. So I said no to it the first three times. Not a huge fan of putting myself out there, but they convinced me that it might be motivation for, you know, a kid or somebody that's got his head down, has been passed over a few times, or is continuing to grind it out. And if it's inspiration for one person, then it might be worth it. And I was like, well, you put it that way, I'm a bad guy if I say no to doing it now. So the process, you know, I had planned on myself and Dale. I've known Dale for a long time. He's a radio personality up in Boston, obviously an author as well. The process was going to be literally bringing him in and immersing him into my world here in Florida, then going back to Toronto to visit with my friends, family, going to Boston, sitting with friends, family, former teammates, really hot stoving and pulling some of the narrative and stories out of those sessions. But then the pandemic hit two or three months after we decided to do this. So it ended up being a year and a half long phone conversation between myself and Dale. So considering all things considered on what the process ended up being, I'm happy with how it turned out. It wasn't exactly what I envisioned when I signed up for it, but I'm happy with how it turned out. And nobody's given me a really terrible review yet, so I guess some people are enjoying it.
And you can get it over at Amazon.com. I know a lot of folks out there tuned in, probably familiar with that website. So yeah, you can get it at Amazon. And obviously with the holidays coming up, a great gift for the sports fan in your life. But you mentioned the phone conversation aspect of it. I mean, I'm in the middle of reading it right now, but I mean, there have been direct quotes. You know, it's not just your voice. I mean, there have been direct quotes from Zdeno Chara, from Bill Guerin. I've seen Mark Recchi's name in there, your mom. I mean, we've seen there are direct quotes from so many different people. How long did this process take to compile it all?
Yeah, it was close to a couple of years. And the quotes from other people, that was definitely on purpose. I didn't want this thing to be just me spouting off some of my memories. I wanted other people to have a voice in it. And I told Dale when we started, like, we're gonna tell the truth in this book. I mean, we're not going real deep on stories people don't need to hear about or anything like that. But an example is my suspension and how that came about. The person, Brooks Orpik, who I had hurt to warrant the suspension, I wanted Brooksy to be in the book. We're friends. We wanted his opinion on it. We wanted Billy Guerin to tell his side of the story on what happened with some rivalries through the Bruins and Pittsburgh. And, I wanted other people to give their take on it and not just be my biased view of how things in my world worked. And I think people have genuinely taken to that and like the fact that we have some other voices in there.
And the choice for Tuukka Rask to write the foreword, he came out right away and talked about just, what your friendship meant to him as soon as he, came over and started playing in North America. And from those early training camps of his with Boston, we know he's, on his way to, a potential Hall of Fame, nomination down the road, things like that. But what was it, what was the choice what went into that choice to have him write the foreword?
Well, I was just hoping if I let him do it, he would invite me to his Hall of Fame induction one day. We tossed a few names around, and obviously during my playing days, I have a fairly good network of individuals that I would have been honored to have had write it. But me and Tuukka are pretty close, so I think there's a chapter about him in the book, and I asked, and he said he would love to do it. So it was basically that easy. I mean, he's my daughters have taken to him when we're asking him to eat more food and they need to take a bigger bite. They call it Tuukka bites. Like, he's been at our house playing catch with them. So he's part of the family. So I'm glad that he was definitely a part of this book.
Tuukka Rask, of course, the very accomplished Boston Bruins goaltender. But you mentioned some of the interesting things. I'm not gonna spill all the beans in here. Obviously, we want people to go and check out the book on their own and go get a copy off Amazon. And I'm sure it's something that coming up here over the winter, everybody will really get a lot of enjoyment out of watching. But I thought something that was interesting from early on in the book, there was a story it was the OHL draft. And you had your name called, and you showed up at the table, and they you said you were there to because your friends were going to get drafted, but there you were, and it wound up being such an important part of your life, going and becoming a Peterborough Pete after that.
Yeah, I literally walked out of the bathroom with my childhood teammate friend Michael Van Volsen. I think he was getting drafted to the Niagara Falls Thunder at the time, and my name was, or maybe already gotten drafted, and I looked up and saw my name on the board, and I had to check the book to see if there was another Sean Thornton, because I didn't know I was getting picked. I was going to sign a walk-on with the London Knights at the end of the draft, but you have to wait until the draft goes all the way through. Then you meet with the GM, you can sign a walk-on. So I was there for those two reasons, and I wasn't expecting it. And Jeff Toohey, the GM, now scout for the Florida Panthers, he was not expecting me to show up at the table. He was kind of surprised when I just showed up and said, "Hey, I'm Sean, you just drafted me." So kind of sums up my whole career, I think.
Well, it was a great story, and just from that point forward, I guess, in summary, if there was something that you wanted somebody to take away from, I know you mentioned one of the selling points that they threw your way before the book was made was if somebody could benefit from this, if somebody could learn something from it. But you can already tell, like I said, I'm still in the process of reading through it, but at the some of the things I'm picking up, you really give people kind of a behind the curtains look at what goes into life in the National Hockey League, life in professional hockey. You talk a lot about just the lengths that sometimes you have to go to outwork somebody and to, be able to show more on the ice, to win that spot on a roster, things like that. If there was something that you wanted somebody to take away from it, what would it be?
Two things. I mean, don't let other people decide your destiny. You can control it for the most part if you put your head down, work hard, and take note of what you need to do to improve, and don't let anyone else tell you you can't do something that you want to do. That's one. The second is, people have asked me a million times about what I want to be remembered for when I'm done, and obviously I'll always be remembered for the fights. I'll always be remembered for a couple Stanley Cups, but I think I tended to give back a lot as a player, and that's very evident in the book. And I want people to realize that if you have a platform, even if you don't have a platform, it's very important for individuals to give back to other people that are in need. And I hope if it inspires one person to either fight through that adversity of people telling them they're never going to make it and beating on their beliefs, or if it inspires one person to go and give back and help out in some way, shape, or form, then I think it's a win.
And it was something that Tuukka mentioned in the forward that I thought was, you know, I've seen it just in your day-to-day life, and I know you're a busy guy, but he talked about how you're the type of person, you want to get out there and in-person meet people, and you love to go out and, you know, shake hands. You like to go out and meet people, see what people are all about, and really immerse yourself in things rather than just do things over a phone or over social media or things like that. Again, we see it in your day-to-day life, and you can tell it goes a long way, and it's why people always enjoy your company.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I didn't even want – you asked if we wanted to do this interview over Zoom. I was like, no, you're coming to my office. We're doing this in person. I genuinely do like people, and I enjoy getting to learn about each and every individual, and I hope, you know, other people enjoy meeting me every once in a while as well.
He's Sean Thornton. He is a two-time Stanley Cup champion, obviously well over 1,000 games of professional hockey, and he is the Panthers' chief commercial officer. And, well, we thank you very much for stopping by here today. And folks want to go out and get the book, Amazon.com, best place to get it?
Yeah, it's easiest. It's still on there. It hasn't sold out yet, I guess. So I think
they're just printing more. They know
The first run actually did go real quick. They did have to print a lot more. So I don't know what the exact numbers are, but I find myself very humbled and fortunate that people are picking this up off the shelf, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm not even through it yet, and I can tell everybody out there, if you like hockey, if you like sports, if you like a behind-the-scenes look, if you just like good stories, this is something for you. So Amazon.com, your place to check it out. Sean Thornton's book, Fighting My Way to the Top, wrote it with Dale Arnold, and forward by Tuukka Rask. There's something in there for everybody. You don't just have to be a Panthers fan, a Bruins fan. Don't just have to be an NHL fan. I think you'll like something out of that book and take something from that book. So again, Sean Thornton, Fighting My Way to the Top, Amazon.com. Pick it up for the sports fan in your life this holiday season. So I think they'll enjoy it, no question about it. Sean Thornton, thanks very much for stopping by, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you very much. Sean Thornton, our guest right there. Folks, we have one more segment to go here in this morning's edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Coming up on the other side of the break, we will talk to Florida Hockey Now's George Richards as the Panthers get set for a game tomorrow night. The Panthers will finish up their road trip against the Colorado Avalanche. Going to be an 8 o'clock faceoff, 7:30 Panthers preview. And another reminder, folks, if you're looking for something to do on Tuesday and or Thursday night, Panthers and the Ottawa Senators on Tuesday at 7, Panthers and the LA Kings on Thursday at 7 at FLA Live Arena, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. We'll talk to George Richards, all things Panthers hockey. Coming up on the other side of the break, Doug Plagans here with you. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you this morning, talking all things Panthers hockey. As always, big thanks to Sean Thornton, Panthers Chief Commercial Officer, for stopping by last segment and talking about his book, talking about a lot of the exciting things going on around the Panthers this season. And folks, remember, you can save big this holiday season with the January Stocking Stuffer Pass. Get access to all 7 January Panthers games for just $99. For more information or to purchase, go to FloridaPanthers.com/offers. This offer is available while supplies last. And folks, remember the holidays. Score our holiday hat trick. Get 3 games at a discounted price, $100 for lower level or $65 for upper level tickets. Choose whichever plan that works best to fit your schedule. For more information or to purchase, go to FloridaPanthers.com/offers. This offer is available while supplies last. And joining us now from Florida Hockey Now, where he does great work covering the Florida Panthers, and he's been covering the Florida Panthers for a long time, my friend and yours, George Richards, here with us. George, thanks for taking some time out for us this morning. And, well, how you doing?
Well, happy Saturday. Good morning to you, Dougie.
Yeah, thanks very much for being on board. Great to chat with you here on a Saturday morning. And the Panthers coming in 3 out of 4 points now on this road trip so far. Of course, the trip's going to wrap up tomorrow night against the Colorado Avalanche. We can talk about that coming up later on as well. But first, want to get your reactions on the game we saw last night, Panthers against the Arizona Coyotes. They complete the 2-game season sweep of Arizona. 2 teams kind of going in different directions right now, but the Panthers did what they had to do. They came out, had a good start, locked it down, took care of business. Sergei Bobrovsky made the saves when he was called upon. What'd you see last night?
Well, yeah, just like you said, it wasn't very pretty. It was a win that the Panthers had to have. You had to break that winless streak on the road. They were they had lost their last 7 away from home. So last night, seeing them you know, be able to get some opportunistic goals. They got those two goals within a 10-second span. Then they close out the first period with that goal from Reinhart, clutch goal for Florida. It's a power play goal, which, you know, they haven't had a whole lot of those. And, yeah, like you said, the second period, I don't remember at all. I think I might have taken a nap during it. But that third period, I think Sergei Bobrovsky was really tested. Arizona, those young kids were really flying. And, yeah, you know, good for Bob. I mean, he'd been giving up 3-4 goals a game in his last couple starts. So for him to come away, he looked really good. I mean, he looked really comfortable last night. I thought that was a really good game for Sergei Bobrovsky. Not a great game for the Panthers, but it was Arizona. You did what you had to do. A couple players said the puck was bouncing. You could see that. You could see them really struggling every time. Your passes were errant. It was just popping off their stick. So I don't know if it's the lack of humidity out there in the desert, but the ice wasn't real good. So, hey, you get a win, you go to Colorado, and you know, they got Colorado tomorrow night. That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, a couple things going off what you just said as we continue to get some reaction on last night's game. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with us right now. And, well, George, looking at the game a night ago, Olajuwon made his Panthers debut last night. That was something we've been anticipating for a while. Did you take anything away from what you saw from him? And Andrew Burnett, post-game, when he spoke, he said he liked his game overall, and it was his first action. So there was going to be a process to get him acclimated.
Absolutely. He hasn't played since last season. He had a rough training camp in Vancouver. One of the reasons why the Canucks were probably going to put him on waivers when Florida took a chance. Listen, this kid's got talent. He's got speed. He's got a good pass. You know, he probably fits in with the Florida defense as well as anybody you could think. The Panthers obviously scouted him, knew him from the past, decided he was worth taking a chance on. I think he had one pass get picked off early, but then you didn't really notice him. He played some decent minutes. So that's good. That's good. You didn't notice him a whole lot, so that was good. We'll see if he goes in tomorrow night against the Avs or if they get Lucas Carlson back in there. But sure, you know, first game in a long, long time, aside for a couple, you know, rehab stints in Charlotte. Yeah, it was good to see him finally get out there.
Yeah, Olajuwon last night making his Panthers debut. And mentioned on the broadcast, George, but hard to believe that since he debuted in North America in the 18-19 season, last night, that was just his 90th game between the AHL and NHL levels. So, you know, maybe the more he can play, the more he can get into a groove. Still just 23. There's a ton of talent with Olajuwon. And that was I love the pickup from Bill Zito to take a chance on him.
Absolutely. And you know the deal when it comes to defensemen. They need to play. The game slows down the more they play. You're telling me he's only played 90 AHL, NHL games? I mean, yeah, the kid needs to play, and let's see what they've got in him. I mean, again, the skill level is there, you know, and I think just getting out of that Vancouver environment, because as I wrote in the story on Friday, Ulevi, you know, everybody in Vancouver was like, oh, you picked him fifth. You should have taken XYZ, this guy, this guy, this guy. He heard that as, you know, all those years. That weighs on a player. You saw Sam Bennett in Calgary. All the people in Calgary, oh, we could have taken this guy or this guy. He comes to Florida. Nobody in Florida cares where they drafted him. The Panthers didn't draft him there, so who cares? So there's none of that pressure anymore, and I think that may help as well.
And something else going off of that, kind of switching gears, but still keeping it on the Panthers' blue line, something that maybe we haven't talked about enough and I wanted to get your feeling on, but I know I had a chance to ask him about it very briefly on one of our episodes of Territory Talk maybe a month or so ago, but Brandon Montour this season, he played with Olajuwon last night, and he's been very consistent, both ends of the ice. He's been rock solid for the Panthers, and it hasn't mattered if he's paired with Olajuwon, with Lucas Carlson, with Kevin Connaughton. He's had a lot of different defense partners this season in a pretty short period of time, and it hasn't fazed him one bit. To me, that shows how comfortable he is, you know, and just how good of a player he is, but also how much comfort the coaching staff and how much confidence the coaching staff has in his abilities to know that it's not going to phase him. It's not going to alter his game if he's playing with somebody different on a given night.
Yeah, and you love to see that. He's making his partners better too, right? I mean, that's the sign of a really good defenseman. I think Brandon Montour, very under the radar, absolutely. No, we never talk about Montour and his game, but he's been absolutely solid. Another guy you only really notice when he makes a big offensive play, and he makes those quite a bit. He's been very good defensively. You see his gaps are good. He's good with the stick. He blocks shots. Yeah, I mean, he has been another terrific pickup by Bill Zito. Again, you know, the people in Buffalo, you know, he had high hopes. They gave up a lot of stuff in Buffalo to get him from Anaheim. And he was fine in Buffalo, but maybe didn't live up to those expectations of the fans, you know, and now he's in Florida. And again, Florida got him for a bargain, signed him to a 3-year deal. Just play your game, man. Nobody's going to bother you here.
And he's made an impact since the day he arrived, and he was excited to be a Panther. And then in the off season, you know, that's he came back. He's excited to be a part of this and what's been built here. So Brandon Montour has played some rock solid hockey this season. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with us. And shifting gears here quickly, George. Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche coming up tomorrow night. First, a rare Saturday night off with no hockey game. George, you got big plans? What's going on? Saturday night with no game, sometimes you don't know what to do with yourself.
I woke up this morning, Doug, and I said, it's going to be a big Saturday night. Yeah. Yeah,
all right.
That's the first thing I thought of. Yes.
Well, we'll have a full report tomorrow on how things go. But George Richards here with us on the Panthers Insider Show. Been covering the Panthers for a long time, covering the Panthers for Florida Hockey Now. And George, looking at this game against the Colorado Avalanche tomorrow, another team the Panthers are checking off the schedule, a team they'll be done with. This is going to be the finale of the 2-game season series, but you go from taking on a Coyotes team that is kind of looking ahead to the future, seeing what they have, assessing everything, to a team in the Colorado Avalanche that, you know, for them, anything short of a Stanley Cup this season is going to be a disappointment. This is a big matchup for the Panthers. What do you look for tomorrow? What are going to be your keys?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a big matchup. This is Florida's biggest road game of the year, going to Denver, that high altitude. Florida rarely plays well there, going all the way back to the 96 finals. And this is a Colorado team that Florida beat earlier in the year, but that team was, you know, kind of early season, you know, getting things out of the way. They've really turned it on lately. They've scored 7 goals in each of their last 3 games. Last night, they beat Detroit pretty convincingly. They went on the road. They won in Montreal, which I guess everybody's doing, but they won against the Rangers. They scored 7 against New York. You know, this is a team that can score, and this is a team that can hold you down. So this is going to be a good test for the Panthers. I think this is going to be a really fun game because you're going to probably have Sergei Bobrovsky back in net. You know, maybe the Panthers are able to bring back either Sasha Barkov or Anthony Duclair, who missed last night's game. Again, if they get some of that firepower back and get back closer to full strength, you know, I think tomorrow night's game is going to be a good one.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with us. And Jonathan Huberdeau, George, we'll leave you on this one. You know, he had the Top Star of the Week honors there earlier this past week for the previous week. But what did it show you from him? I mean, a guy that, you know, with key players out, you mentioned Barkov and Duclair, and they didn't play last night, and they've missed a chunk of time here. And you had the brief stint when Gus Forsling was out. I know he's a defenseman, but there were some key players out of this Panthers lineup, and Jonathan Huberdeau really rose to the occasion and just, you know, really led this team to the tune of a, you know, 6-2 record in those 8 games without Barkov during that stint. You know, he's just been outstanding. What can you say about what he's been able to do, not only this whole season, but especially in this recent stretch with some of the other big guns missing?
I think what I've been really impressed with Jonathan Huberdeau is his leadership within the team. I think we saw it last year in Tampa when the Panthers lost in game 6, just the look on his face. That was something we've never really seen with Jonathan, that he was just so upset that the Panthers had lost, that they had put so much into this and, you know, they weren't going any further. I think some of that has rubbed off not only on his teammates, but you know, fueled him in his offseason. He's stronger. He's playing more physical. He's always been a puck distributor, a playmaker, but now he's scoring goals. He's second on the team in goals with 9. He's got 30 points. He's having another terrific season. But I just think that Jonathan Huberdeau's all-around game, defensively, killing penalties, never seen that before. He's a top defensive. He's become a two-way forward now. And what he means in that locker room and on that bench, you can't measure, I don't think.
Yeah, he's been really good for the Panthers, no doubt about that, leading the team in points here at this juncture of the season. The Panthers are 18-4-4 as they get set to finish up their road trip against the Colorado Avalanche tomorrow. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now. Tell all the folks out there where they can find you on the internet, on the social media, if they want to follow along with the great work that you do.
Yeah, come on over, floridahockeynow.com. We've got a couple stories up this morning on the Panthers. We do 2, 3, 4 day sometimes. So it's a Panthers news site that's just chock full of Panthers news. Visit me on Twitter at George Richards. And you can also see our new YouTube page, Florida Hockey Now, the YouTube page. Subscribe to that. And we're going to be doing a lot of live stuff moving forward once we hit 1,000 subscribers. So anyway, thank you, Doug, for having me. I appreciate it. I'm going to go grab another cup of coffee and we'll see you tomorrow, I guess.
Sounds great. Well, thank you very much, George Richards, for your time here this morning. Panthers looking ahead to the final game of the road trip, and great to catch up with George Richards there from Florida Hockey Now to get his thoughts on everything as the Panthers carrying an 18-4-4 record into their game tomorrow night against the Colorado Avalanche. So with that, folks, that's going to do it for us here on this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Quick reminder on the road ahead, the Panthers will be in Denver to take on the Colorado Avalanche tomorrow. It's going to be an 8 o'clock Eastern puck drop, 7:30. We'll have Panthers preview across the radio network. And then the Panthers are back home for a couple of games coming up Tuesday at 7 against Ottawa, Thursday at 7 against the LA Kings. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK, the number to call to get your tickets. We hope to see you out there. And, of course, if you can't make it, we've got you covered across the Panthers radio network. Big thanks to our guests this morning, George Richards this segment, Sean Thornton last segment. We'll talk to you tomorrow night when the Panthers pay a visit to the Colorado Avalanche, 7:30 Panthers preview, 8 o'clock puck drop. I'm Doug Plagans, folks. Thanks again for being with us this morning. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.